It is 33 minutes after the hour. I'm Ben Brown. Today's Thursday, the 1st of August. This is a Juno Afternoon. And our next guest is Jordan Nigro from Zach Gordon Youth Center. Welcome to the show, Jordan. So how are things going over at the youth center amid the chaos of the destruction of the public safety building?
Well, we'll be happy when that is over. But things are going great over there. You know, it's summer, so we have stuff going on every day. We have kids in the building starting really at 11 o'clock when our doors open. We have summer camps running. This week is a Gather and Harvest camp, which is a collaborative camp we do with Tlingit and Haida's Navigators program. So they've been picking lots of blueberries, and I believe they're harvesting fireweed today. So they're doing lots of fun stuff. We also, tomorrow, we have our Youth Employment and Parks graduation. So that program runs for 9 weeks, and we hire 10 teens who work in the park and work in the parks throughout CBJ and trails, and they do great, meaningful work, and they get paid for it. It's a partnership program with Southeast Alaska Independent Living. And tomorrow is our graduation, so it looks like it's going to be sunny. We're going to grill, have burgers, and just celebrate those kids.
And as far as graduation goes, do they get some sort of certificate documenting their successful park service?
They do. They also get a little bonus for their attendance. So they get, depending on how their attendance was, they get a little end of season bonus based on that. So it encourages them to show up, which has been great.
Absolutely. Well, that, as Woody Allen famously said, showing up is 50% of life. I can't remember.
Something like that.
It's a whole bunch.
That's
great. So it makes me happy to know that programming has continued uninterruptedly, even though, because that really has been a big project, taking down the public safety building.
Yeah, we have had, you know, it's funny because the actual taking down of the building for us was not as challenging as the prepping it for the pavement, because they're using those, I don't know what those giant pieces of equipment that push everything down.
Right,
they make
the rollers,
our whole building
yep,
shake.
Exactly.
So we'll be happy when that part is done. But, you know, it's really gone very smoothly, and there's been great communication, and we know what's happening. And so, it hasn't bothered our services at all.
And really, you know, towards the end of that building's life, it was not being very heavily used, so it wasn't really helping you having it still be there. Now, there's going to be a lot more traffic with the parking area that's put up there.
Yeah, that'll be okay, though. I think we'll manage.
Well, I think the offset there will be, because my understanding from the city manager is, working over at the JAC, there's going to be some restriping of the other parts of the parking lot that the state employees are using. And hopefully that will prevent people from making such creative, inventive parking choices.
There are at times some pretty creative parking choices in that lot.
And I've always thought, you know, this is the Arts Council, this is great, but, you know, there's a time when creativity becomes a safety issue, and sometimes people have chosen to leave their cars in places that they really should not be choosing to leave their cars.
That's true.
Yeah, so you've seen it firsthand as well. I don't have to tell you. Well, what else is going on now at Zach Gordon that with the other things wrapping up? Are there anything any new programs?
Yeah, so I think the thing that I wanted to mention today is that we do have, school is starting, but I can't believe it's August 1st, but school starts in a few weeks here. And so with that starts up our BAM after school program. And so if you are BAM runs in both of the middle schools at Zontakahini and at Floyd Dryden, and it's for about an hour and a half after school, Monday through Thursday. And it's really a partnership and volunteer-run program. So we staff it as far as coordinating, and we run some activities. But really what we do is bring folks in to provide a activity or a class to the kids. So something that happened during BAM this last year is we did a partnership. We partner with Sea Alaska Heritage. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is one of our partners in the BAM program, and they bring artists in to teach kids classes after school. And one of the classes that they taught created the center line for the rink that just went in. So I think that has been shared on Facebook a lot, so maybe some of you have seen it. But it's a pretty great form line design, center line for the rink, the red line, I think they call it in skating. I am not a hockey player. My husband is. He would be very disappointed in me. But
It's basically the halfway mark.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the middle of the rink. It's where they do the face-offs, all of that stuff. So the opening for the rink is Monday at 3:30, and we're all going to be there to celebrate the cool partnership that came up with this great new center line.
And now, is BAM an acronym?
Yes, BAM stands for Body and Mind.
Okay, very good. Body and Mind. That's an after-school program. And you said it's at two of the junior high schools?
Yeah, it's at both of the mainstream middle schools. So it's at Floyd Dryden and Zantakahini. And, you know, really, like, we love to have folks come in that are interested in something. If there's something that you're really excited about and you want to teach it and share it with kids, we would love to have you join us. So, you know, and we'll work with you to figure out how you can put together a curriculum for the kids, or, you know, what you want it to look like. It can be anywhere from 1 day a week for 6 weeks to, you know, 2 days a week for 8 weeks, whatever really works for your schedule. Some people do their activity all in 1 week. They might just do 4 days after school consistently. And so it really depends on, you know, what you want to do. But we have, the kids love cooking classes. So if you think, oh, there's nothing that I can do, probably you can cook and probably you can bake. And so, you know, that's for middle schoolers. They love those sorts of things. We also do lots of neat art stuff. Like I was mentioning, Sealask Heritage is one of our partners. Discovery Southeast is one of our partners. And they do some outdoor discovery leadership type skills. And we just do lots of fun stuff. BAM is really fun. And it's a really great way to give back to the community and get engaged with kids kind of on a pretty flexible schedule.
And if someone who thought, maybe I do have a skill I could share with some middle school youth, whom would they contact to see if they could become a participant in BAM?
They can give us a call at the youth center. So just call us at 586-2635 and we'll get you all connected.
Excellent.
You can also send us an email through our website, which is cbjkids.org.
Very good. And are there any other activities that are actually taking place at the youth center as opposed to the schools that are on the horizon that people maybe need to sign up for, or there's some limited participation amounts for?
You know, most of our stuff, right, the camps are the main thing that people need to sign up for, and those are all full and we'll be wrapping up here in a couple weeks. So we really then, when school starts, we turn back into a drop-in center, and we'll have activities come up through the year that will be sign up, and we'll you know, publicize those. If you're not following us on Facebook, that's a good way to know how what's going on. So Zach Gordon Youth Center is on Facebook. And the other thing is, on our new website, cbjkids.org, we're working on a calendar that is all directed at youth services and youth activities in Juneau. So if you have an activity that you're going to, you know, do things with youth, if it's a camp, if it's a one-day thing or just an evening activity or whatever, let us know about it, and we'll get it on the calendar. So check that out, and there's a place to email your submissions. And it's kind of like what you do at the Arts Council, the arts calendar that everybody goes and looks at for every event that's going on in town. We want to create something like that for kids, so you can go to one place and see what's happening for kids in Juneau.
And the Community Arts Calendar is a cooperative effort of KTOO and the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council. So I would think, and this might be, it's probably best to start standalone so you have the kids-specific stuff. But then maybe in future there could be a way to cross-pollinate the two calendars so that appropriate events for the ones that are put on the main one could just pop up over on yours.
That'd be pretty cool.
And that's great, because that's something that you don't have to – no one's parent has to do it for them. They can go online and look at the activities that are targeted towards people of their age on their own.
Totally. And for kids who are younger, for the parents, it's like also a nice way to have everything in one place, because sometimes it gets pretty overwhelming trying to figure out what's out there, because we have a lot in this town, which is great.
Yes, we are very fortunate in that regard, but we shouldn't take it for granted, and I don't think that we do.
That's right.
All right, anything else that you would like our listeners to know about going on over at the Zach Gordon Youth Center?
No, just remember that your kids can drop in. We have lots of fun stuff. Day of Play is coming up August 17th, so, you know, that's a great day for everybody in the community to get out and experience Juneau's Parks and Rec activities and come have a hot dog with us.
And when is the first day of school again?
The first day of school is Monday, the 19th of August,
so
I believe.
So just right after the Day of Play,
It's just around the corner. Hard to believe. The summer has flown by.
Yes, but it's only the 1st of August today. So, you know, don't let these last wonderful several weeks get away from you, listeners, because tomorrow's a great example. We're going to have some youth-friendly things going over at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center, and we'll have a big crowd for that. And for young people who don't know what Woodstock was or Stonewall was, it's an educational opportunity as well as a good time to have fun.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jordan Nigro.
Thank you, Ben.
And have a great weekend.
You too.